So today's shiur is going to be on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peches Amud Beis. It's basically the question why Moshe Rabbeinu and all the Jewish people should receive the Torah as opposed to the Malachim. The Malachim are coming to argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is it that the Torah should be given to the Jewish people? So, and Moshe Rabbeinu's answer and an understanding of this Gemara. Obviously, this is in the Gadata, and all Gadatas, the allegorical parts of the Talmud, are very deep. It's Soda Satara, it's a deep depth to the Torah, right? But therefore, the questions and answers here, or the Gemara, the dialogue of the Gemara, at first reading seems a little strange. We're obviously not going to get into the depths, because we're not on that level. But we're going to try and scrape the surface to try and understand, at least try and make a little bit sense of the Gemara. And hopefully when we make a little bit of sense of the Gemara, right, we'll get a concept of, you know, what's Torah and why, what's our purpose, what's the purpose of Jewish people in getting Torah? And to understand a little bit what Torah is. Okay, so let's see. So Gemara starts. Amar Yeshua ben Levi. B'sha Sha'ala Moshe Lemarom. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, B'sha at the time, Sha'ala Moshe Lemarom, that Moshe Rabbeinu went to the heights, i.e. to Shemayim, to go and receive the Torah. Amru Malchei Asharis. The angels said, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like they had a question on him. Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Ma le'yidud isha beinenu. Who's this person who's born from a woman doing between us? We're in Shemayim, where everything is kulo ruchani. You're bringing someone who's chomri, you're bringing someone who's physical coming here. What's it's not shaykh for him here? This is not his place. His place is on the land. What are you bringing him up here for? Amalehen, Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Lekavel Torah ba. He's coming to receive the Torah. Amru lefanav. The Torah said, the Malachim said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chamuda gnuza, my dear hidden treasure, Sheganuza lecha, that was hidden for you, Teisha me'ot v'shivim v'ar v'dorot, 974 generations, Kodem Shnivra Olam, before the world was created, i.e. Moshe Rabbeinu was 26 generations after the creation of the world. So 26 minus 1,000 is 974. In other words, the Torah was created 1,000 generations before its giving.
Why
is that? Okay, good question. Why is that? What's the Gemara trying to teach us? What's yeah? Huh? Sorry.
How could it even be a generation if there's no people?
Okay, very good. So what's this mean? I mean, it doesn't make sense, right?
And it wouldn't just be a phrase or an exaggeration if they're giving an exact number of 974. So it's not just saying like, oh, it's a long time, because
no,
then it wouldn't say 974.
The question is. Why was the Torah given 1,000 generations before it was actually given? Why was it created 1,000 generations? What's the Agarata trying to explain us here? So, yeah? It doesn't mean literally it was created 1,000 generations. It means it's a conceptual. I mean, you don't, like you were saying, you don't have a concept of time. You don't have a concept of generations before the world was created. To what does it mean, 1,000 generations, how you measure that period of time? It's figuratively for us to understand why the word 1,000, Elef in Lashon HaKodesh, Elef always represents something which is Alufo Shel Olam, something like HaKodesh Baruch Hu, something which is very far away. Elef is a number which is very far away from us. So it represents like a different dimension, a different perspective. It's not shaykh to us, effectively. It's not relevant to us. It was created 1,000 generations before we were even around.
Didn't we say 974?
Yeah, we said 974
because
it was given. That was the Gemara. That was the Gemara.
Okay, so
974 represents because it was given 26th generation from Adam and Rishon to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was 26 generations. It's very interesting. 26, the number 26, just stop it. The 126 represents the word Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Yud Kei Vav Kei is the lotion of God's representation in the world, which is lotion of Havaya, of Haya Hoye Viye, that He was, is, and will be. What does that mean? It means His expression in the world. The lotion for God's concept of a name of God is God's expression. The shame Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's the main one of the main shames of God, represents God's mercy, God's and that's what the Torah is called. The Torah itself is called Rachmana, mercy. So Tefillah is called Rachmana. That's one of God's expressions. God's name is expressed through the Torah. We're going to come to this. Do you see how everything is very meduktuk, very precise? Why exactly after 26 generations it was given? And what's the concept of 1,000 generations? The concept of 1,000 generations. The Torah is not really relevant to us. The Torah is something which is very spiritual. And that's the question that the Malachim are going to see. That's the question that the Malachim are going to ask. That's their question. The Torah, which was created 1,000 generations before it was given, right? Why are you giving it to a human being? Why are you giving it to Yulud Isha? Someone who's born from a physical birth. Just as an animal's born from a mother, so a human being's born from a mother. And the Torah is something completely spiritual, something which is not relevant to the physical world, right? So how are you going to give it to Basav Adam? How are you going to give it to Moshe Rabbeinu to give it to the Jewish people? It's not relevant to them. They're physical. Torah is something completely spiritual. Right? You hear the question? Now, we're going to see the answer. It's not such a simple answer. But we're going to have to try and understand this Gemara. Because if understanding this Gemara is going to give us a better understanding of why we should be receiving Torah and therefore what Torah is. Obviously, Torah is something very, very spiritual. It's something which is not even relevant to us. That's what the Gemara is saying. And Melochim don't lie. Melochim is saying, what's the emes? If they're questioning, they're asking this question to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that means it's a real question. It's not just a little, we have questions, you know? It's a real question. It's a philosophical question here. The emes is like Melochim say, they don't lie. So how can you give something which is so spiritual, something beyond us, to us? We're physical. We're Yilud Isha. We're born from a woman. I mean, we're not so different from an animal. We're physical human beings. We eat, we sleep, we do all the things animals do. What relevance is it to give something which is Shemaimi, something which is heavenly, to us? What's the relevance? That's a very, very difficult question. We work, we eat, we sleep. Most of the time, we're involved in the physical world. We're not, you know, we're not malachim that we say Kaddish and praise of God the whole day. We're not so focused on our Creator. We learn a bit, we do mitzvahs. But our focus, maybe our focus should be that, but what's the point of giving human beings the Torah? The malachim that all kol kulo is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol kulo is just shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's understood. You give them the Chemda Gnus, you give them HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inner will. Because they're the people who are doing that inner will. They're praising Him. They're programmed, so to speak, for that. So what's the point of giving us the Torah? Why should we get the Torah? What does Torah mean to us? You understand the question? Make sense? Okay, so let's carry on with the Gemara.
I have a question. What does it imply about angels? I mean, what do we know? Like, when if angels are like surrounded by Hashem like all the time.
Yeah. There's machtsavim. There's places where the angels. There's levels of angels as well. There's levels. There's different levels. There's hierarchy. Yeah. It's his palmalia. It's like a king. You have a normal, you know, like a king. You have like his outer court and his inner court. So too, you have his outer court of angels and his inner court of angels, and then you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol, sitting on Kisei HaKavod, his throne. So you have, we don't understand these things, right? But you have a hierarchy of spiritual beings before a Kodesh Baruch Hu, whose purpose is to carry out his will. And that's all they do.
Well, why would they even be interested in it in the first place?
Like, the Torah?
Yeah,
the Torah is God's. What's Torah? Torah is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's his inner Ratzon. Well, why shouldn't they? That's, they're there to carry out his inner Ratzon. The more they know his inner Ratzon, the more they're going to carry out. You understand? It's shaykh very much relevant to the Malachim. Shemot Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the Ramban in the Chumash, when he in Parshas Bereishis, when he explains what the Torah is, he says it's Kula Shmotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. I mean, it's the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, his name. Every word in the Torah is Shmotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's what the Ramban says in the beginning of Chumash. So what's it shaykh to us? What's it relevant to us? The Gaon of Vilna used to learn Torah after, you know, in later, after he went through all of Shas and Kabbalah on his level, what we understand, right? He used to sit and learn Chumash, and everything in Chumash, you could see everything. He said that everyone's written in Chumash, the lives of everyone is written in Chumash, you can see it in Chumash itself. The Shlo HaKadosh, we have to understand what these things mean. The Shlishim online, the Shlo HaKadosh says everything that happens to a person in that week, you can find in Chumash of the Parasha. Not for us, where can we see these things? You have to be on a certain level to see these things. But it's there. So what's the relevance of the Torah giving it to us? Ask the schnitzel eaters. What's the relevance of it to us? Who are we? The Torah is given to us. Does it make sense? You know, we'll finish the shiur, we'll go down, we'll have our meal, and at 5 o'clock, our cake break, right? And we're good, we have a little bit of Torah, we have a little bit, you know, we go out for Shabbos, we have a good piece of cholent, we feel good. We're giving Shmos HaShakarish Baruch Hu to us. We don't even know how to do them. Okay, so Maharal Meprav, with the Shmos HaShakarish Baruch Hu, can create a golem, right? That's not going to happen here. Maybe in the step two, Shiru. What's the relevance? What's our Shaykh has did? We're going to go back to America. Yeah? Get a panasa, have a job, learn a little bit. Are we given the Torah? What sense does that make? So let's see. Let's see what Moshe Rabbeinu's answer is. Let's see if we can understand what's our relevance to the Torah. When we understand that, we'll see how be'emes the Torah is really supposed to be given to us. And then we'll understand what our purpose is here. Okay, so it goes on, the Gemara says. So it says, so the Gemara Lachim, let's go back. The Gemara Lachim said, so it's chem de genuza, she genuza lecha, tishe me'od v'shivim v'arba dorot. So it was given, it was created, right? It was hidden 974 years, right? Kodem sh'nivra alam, before the world was even created. V'atam v'akesh itna al-vasav adam, and you want to give it to flesh and blood? What's the relevance to give it to flesh and blood? Ma enosh ki tiskarenu. Who is man that you remember him? And a human being, right? That you in charge him. Hashem Adanenu, God our Lord, Ma Adir Shimcha, how glorious is your name, Bechol Haaretz, in the whole land. Asher Tenei Hodech, you will give your Hod, your glory, which is the Torah, Al Hashemayim, on the heavens. Your Hod, your glory can't be on the land. Your glory is on the heavens, with us, the Malachim. So if your glory is in the heavens, the Torah, which is your glory, which is your Ratzon, which is your inner Ratzon, should be given on the heavens, in the Shemayim. You with me? You with me? Understand? Everyone's understand? Stop me if you don't understand, like, sometimes you see returns.
What is the, like, so if we're all technically, like, our Neshama comes from that world, yeah? So what's the interaction between, like, they're saying, oh, just these humans, these whatever, but don't they know that, like, human beings do have the Neshama are also, like, so what's that interaction that, like, what the Neshama is? I don't know the order.
Right. So he's asking a good question. As human beings, we also have a Neshama. We also have something which is spiritual, right? Maybe on that part of our spirituality is given the Torah, right? But the fact that our Neshama is connected to a physical goof, and the Shom isn't given the light, isn't given the ability necessarily, like the Malachim are, to connect with their Creator. Right? So now the question is, then the Malachim is very easy for them to connect to the Torah. The Torah is something heavenly. The Torah is something completely ruchani, completely spiritual. For them, it's easy for them to connect to the Torah, to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Us, we have, part of us is in the Shom. Part of us is also a goof. And it seems that a lot of our days we spend feeding that goof with all sorts of things, you know? If you take the amount of days we live, how much of our time is spent in Ruchnius and in Shashua with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in davening, in learning? how much of the time, and even when we're doing those things, how much we connect, and how much we, whereas the malachim, they're completely connected. So what's the relevance to give us the Torah? Be your
art. Yeah, but like, before, so like, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the world so like he can give, right? But like at one point in time, like, I thought like, weren't all the Neshamas like, sort of in his bed, like in some way sort of in, like, God's presence or whatever it is. And then, like,
They were,
so that, my question is just like, so they're up there, and what, and then there's eight, so it's like...
No, we're talking about the Neshamas. No. Oh, you're talking about where the Neshamas are. So the Neshamas, when we go to sleep, and also before the Creator, they come from Machzav and Neshamas, which is Tachat Kisei HaKavod, under the Kisei HaKavod of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to learn this soon. We're going to see what the Kisei HaKavod is. So now, let's go on the Gemara. We're going to learn this soon, we'll see. Amra Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Hechzir lehem tshuva. Give them an answer. Okay, before we see the answer, what answer do you think would be a good answer here? What answer would be a good answer?
That's the point, to bring physical and spiritual together.
Okay, let's see if you're right. That's a good answer. Let's see. I think that's the answer. That's more or less the answer. Well, let's see. That's more or less. Let's see the answer. Amalefanav, he said to him, Ribono shel Olam, mityar ani shema yisrafuni behevel shebefichem. Says, I'm fearful. Perhaps they will burn me in the hevel, in the breath, in their mouths. Why should they burn him? Why? Because if a malach hears anything which is incorrect, Soref, he can't be sober, Sheker. So here's Moshe Rabbeinu, Yilud Isha, he's worried. Maybe he'll say something which is incorrect. He'll be burnt up. Finished. Right? Star Wars now. Right? He'll be burnt up. Right? So he says, Amalo, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells back to him, Achoz Bekise Kvodi. Hold on to my chair of my honor. What's my chair? Kodesh Baruch Hu has a chair? It's his throne. Kise Kvodi is his throne. What's a covered? Covered is a weight. Yeah? That's where he's weighted. What do you mean he's weighted? That's where his presence is felt, so to speak. Right? A kise of a king, what does a kise of a king represent? Kise of a king represents his expression of his malchus. There his all his so to speak, his sarim, his ministers around him, and he gives out his decrees, and the ministers go and perform them. So too, Kivyochel and Shemayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has a Kisei HaKavod that we were speaking about before, and his malachim around him, those are Sarim, and he says something, and they go and they carry on his orders, right? That's what the malachim are there for, to express the Kodesh Baruch Hu's will in the lower physical world, or in the worlds of the heavenly world, lower than where Kodesh Baruch Hu is. There's like a shelshelet, there's like a hierarchy of worlds, of spiritual worlds, and each spiritual world is levels of malachim, and each level they express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will.
So this is the way that God elevated Moses so that he wouldn't be ridiculed by the angels.
No. So let's see what does this mean. To stand on Kisei HaKavod wasn't to be ridiculed. You see, the Gemara says, "V'chzir lehem tshuva shenema me'achaz pnei kise parshaz alav anano." So it says, but from that he held onto the kise, was pores alav, was he screened him with his cloud of glory. What do you mean screened him? It's like a force field. So they wouldn't burn him up, right? More Star Wars, no, just a joke. It's like a, Moshe Rabbeinu holding onto the kise, what did that do? It gave him protection. Why should they give him protection? What do you mean holding on the kise gives him protection? God's holding his hand? Give him his hand. What do you mean hold on to the keys that gives him protection? What does that mean?
Was protected from saints of the realm and from the angels?
Yeah. Amar Rabbi Nochem, from this pasuk we learn, Melamed teaches us, Shapira Shakai, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shakai is the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the name of protection. That's what you have in the mezuzah, Shin Dalet Yud, right? Shakai is the concept of protection. Miziv Shchinato, from the ziv, the radiance of his Shekhinah, va'anano alav, on him, to protect him from the hevel piyam of the angels, if he says something wrong, right? Klapei Shemayim, it's not, but he'll be protected.
Why does he need to do that?
Is it that if he says something wrong, he'll protect him, or that with that, he won't say something wrong?
Pashtus, the worry of him saying something wrong, it'll protect him. He's the Kodesh Baruch Hu screening him. But you're right.
It's not that, like, if he's holding on to the throne, then he has, like, the power of Hashem with him, and that he won't say anything wrong.
Could be that as well, but you're right. Both things are right. Both things are right. But let me explain what it means to hold on to the Kiseh. If the Kiseh represents the Malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, holding on to the Kiseh means that what he's going to be saying is going to be expression of that Malchus. What Moshe Rabbeinu is going to explain to them is that in order for Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus to be revealed, right, it needs to be given to Basav Adam. Holding on to the Kiseh means when you hold on to something, you can be, you're relating to it. You're an expressor of it, right? You're relevant to it. So Moshe Rabbeinu holding on to the Kiseh, right, is he's going to explain what his relevance to the Malchus of this Kiseh represents.
What do you say Malchus was again?
Like Malchus means kingship. Like a king sitting on his throne, and you're holding onto the throne, that means you know, like if a Tsar goes up and he holds onto the throne and then speaks, that means he's speaking in the name of the king. Here, Kodesh Baruch Hu's asking Moshe to explain. Therefore, his expression is an expression of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus, Kodesh Baruch Hu's kingship. You with me? Make sense? Yeah? You understand what I'm saying? Makes sense, Gemara? Okay. Amar lefanav. He told in front of them, Ribono shel Olam, Torah shata, he told the Malachim, Torah shata notenli, the Torah that you're giving me, Maktiv ba, right? He said in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's written in it? Right? It says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher otzei ticha me'eretz Yitzrayim. Doesn't it says, I am the God, your Lord, speaking of the Asara Dibro, the Ten Commandments here, who took you out of Egypt. Amalahim, Moshe said to them, Lemitzrayim, you're at it then? You, Melachim, went down to Egypt? Leparo, hishtabadetem? To Paro, you were in slavery? Torah lama te'elachem? Torah, where should it be to you? It's not written for you. Shuv, ma'akativba. Further, what's written in? Lo yelaha elohim acherim. You shouldn't have other gods. Bein amim atem shuyim, with other nations you're dwelling. Sha'ovdim avodat gilulim, that are serving idols, that you need to be given the Torah. That's the second commandment, right? Shuv ma k'tivba, what's written in it? Zechor et yom haShabbos, remember the Sabbath day. Lekadsho, to make you holy. Klum atem osim melocha, you melochim don't do any melocha, right? You don't do any work. Shatem tzrichim lishvut, do you need to rest on Shabbos? Shuv maktivba, what's written in it? Lo tisa, you shouldn't make a false oath. Masav amatn yesh b'neichem, you have business dealings between you. Shuv maktivba, what's written in it? Kaved avicha v'imecha, honor your parents. Avaim yesh lechem, you have mothers and fathers, right? Shuv, makativba. What's written in it? Lo tiritzach, lo tinaf. Don't have, kill and don't have illicit relations. Lo tignov, don't steal. Kine yesh b'neichem? Jealousy you have between the two of you? Between you, the malachim? Of course not. Yetzahara yesh b'neichem? You have a yetzahara, you have an evil inclination, you have desires? Miyad, hodu lo lakadosh baruch hu. Straight away, the malachim, when they heard the MS, they answered and agreed to Kodesh Baruch Hu that Moshe Rabbeinu should be given the Torah. How do we know this? Shnei Man, the same pasuk in Tehillim, same parak in Tehillim, it says, Hashem Adonenu Ma'adi Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. Right? Ve'ilu Tzne Hodecha Al HaShamayim Lokativ. Right? It doesn't say Tnu Hodecha Al HaShamayim. It says Al HaAretz. So now they agreed that the Hod, the glory of Kodesh Baruch Hu, should be given on the land. I.e. the Torah, which is the heart of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu's glory, should be given on the land. Okay. So now let's just answer that. And then we'll go, see if we go further and we'll go on to the two dots. Let's answer this. Yeah.
So, the angels are pretty smart. I'm sure they could have figured
it out. Okay. Good question.
And after the first example, the second example was the same point, and the third, they were all Like, that was just, why did Moshe have to say so many things? Or why did he say so many things?
All right. We said, the Ramban, the Torah is Shemotav Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's Shemotav Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, not stealing? What's Shemotav Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu about false oath, keeping Shabbos, not doing work, right? All these things, right? So you have to understand, the Torah, when it was given, those thousand generations beforehand, right? It wasn't, it was a kula ruchani. It was something which we, it's like, you know, if you learn Kabbalah, right? You learn mysticism, right? The same Torah that we read can be read in a mystic level. The Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking about was the Torah that was mitpashet, which came down to the world. And when the Torah came, was Mishtal Shel, came down to the world, it took on a more physical form. The Torah the Malachim were talking about was learn the inner secrets of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's also in the Torah. Yetzir Mitzrayim means a certain concept. Shabbos is a certain concept. These things are also relevant to the Malachim on a higher level. On Shabbos, it's also Shabbos for the Malachim. Honoring your parents, right? It doesn't necessarily mean only honoring your parents. It means honoring the hierarchy above you, in a certain sense. The spiritual hierarchy. You understand what I'm saying? Keeping Shabbos is a different concept of the spiritual world. The world goes in a different spiritual state. It goes to all the spiritual worlds go to a higher level of spirituality. And therefore, since all the spiritual worlds go to a higher level of spirituality, that's also shayach to Malachim, to keeping Shabbos. It's a different concept. You understand? For us, it's Mishtal Shel. It means not doing Malacha, because the physical world, right, also goes to a higher level. When the physical world goes to a higher spiritual level, so we're not involved in the toil in the physical world, and therefore, it's Me'ein Olam Haba, everything's prepared, everything's fixed. Right? That's why you prepare Erev Shabbos. Your lechem is made. It's Me'ein Gan Eden. It's all Muchan Le'oneg. It's all ready for Oneg. So also by the Malachim there's this concept. So right? So of course the Malachim understood this. So then the question, the answer becomes, what's Moshe Rabbeinu's answer, Bichlal? If the Torah, on a higher spiritual level, you can have all these mitzvahs, and they can be expressed on a higher spiritual level, right? And the Malachim can keep, so to speak, these mitzvahs on a spiritual form, right? So what's Moshe Rabbeinu's answer? Doesn't make sense. And why they're agreeing with him. Right? That was your question. And then we'll get back to your question. Why each level? Right? Obviously, the first mitzvah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, right? That's fine. Asher Yotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim is the problem. Right? You didn't want the Mitzrayim. What does Mitzrayim mean on a spiritual level in terms of Malach? What does it mean? For us, what does Mitzrayim mean? We went into Mitzrayim, so what? It means we went Bekur HaBarzel. It was a formation of the Jewish people. It was a Libun. It was a cleaning up. Malachim don't need to be cleaned up. Right? We need to be cleaned up. We need to be purified. Those who need to be purified have to remember Yetzirah Mitzrayim. Yetzirah Mitzrayim was Yetzirah Mitzrayim. It was a gilui of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement in the physical world. Like we say, Kiddush, Zeichel Yetzirah Mitzrayim. Why? It was Kiddush on Shabbos, right? It's the day of Emunah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why Zeichel Yetzirah Mitzrayim? Because the Emunah that we have is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement. Yetzirah Mitzrayim, the Esem Makas, is we see a Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement in the physical world. The Malachim need to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement in the physical world. Then we go on. Avodah Zarah. You have Avodah Zarah, you serve Avodah Zarah. What does Avodah Zarah teach you? That not only there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement in the physical world, but you can tap into lower spiritual worlds and they're also involved. And we have to make a choice between choosing over Kodesh Baruch Hu or choosing over